Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
All right, confessions time.
Yep, you're in the hot seat today.
Yeah, there's a few things that I could touch on, but I'm going to touch on things Malachi has eaten.
And how old's Malachi now?
7 months.
Okay.
7 months. So I want to know, what did your kid swallow? Give us a call, 9313-0985. If it's on the ground and it's within reach, he's grabbing it and he's eating it.
Of course it's just that's the age. It's teething,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Oh, yep. Boy, is he
everything
teething.
Straight to the mouth.
Drool everywhere. So we've been pretty good. We bought him this big cage. No, I take it back. Not cage.
You're not allowed enclosure, to say baby cage. Playpen.
Playpen, that's
there
what
you
I,
go.
I always
not
say cage.
Enclosure. Always... baby enclosure and cage.
I always get in
I'm
trouble.
Coming over to check on your son.
Okay, yes, he's in that playpen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's totally normal.
Yep. Normal.
Don't say enclosure. Don't say cage. Okay.
Crate training yourself.
So he's in his playpen. We can control what's in there. It's always kept clean. Except the other day, we gave him a Pringles can. Because it was empty. And was like, a new toy. You give him anything, he's
over the moon. Yeah, they love it. Yep.
So
you
gave it to him.
Put some rice in there. Tape the shut closed.
Oh, he'd
tape
love it.
The shut closed. Tape the lid
closed.
Shut.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Then they roll it around and it makes cool noises.
Yes, brilliant. See, so we gave it to him. We thought brilliant. We'll do the dishes while he's playing with that. And then all of a sudden,
what was he choking
he's
on?
He's choking because he's teething, so he's drooling all over it. And then he's got two teeth already coming through.
Yeah,
already through. So he bit into it and he's just started to eat the cardboard around
no.
it. So now we're like running down there. We're getting our fingers in his mouth, like getting this cardboard out. It was 2 seconds.
How was your heart rate?
Yeah, it skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And then just yesterday, I haven't even told Kim this. Keep this on the journal.
All right, don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone. You know those little wee dice we ordered for the Guinness World Record?
Of course I do.
Yep. Guess what was in his hand? Mm-hmm. How it got there, I've no idea.
Yeah.
It's the world's smallest dice, and somehow it got in his playpen. And he almost had it, little
put
nibble.
Put it in his mouth.
So luckily,
he
did not eat the dice, but he did eat part of the packet of Pringles, but a cardboard swallowed. So
delicious. At least that one will be digested.
Exactly. I want to hear from you. Surely I'm not the only one that you haven't quite noticed something. Next thing you know, it's gone. It's in the gut. A few texts coming through here. One from Craig says, my six-month-old daughter ate my wife's earrings.
You would not want.
That'd be sharp as well.
Yeah, you'd have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Janice's 2-year-old son loves to eat the dog biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
My kid did that too. Well, more than once.
I mean, we've all tried some doggy biscuits at some stage in our lives.
No, speak for yourself.
No.
Cannot say
you've never had one.
No.
Nibble. You just wanted to see what it tastes like.
No, thank you.
Cat food. Be straight with me. You've had some cat
food. No, I have not had any food that is only intended for animals. Never.
Curiosity got the best
really?
Of me.
Yep.
Yeah, you give it every day to the cat, you go, surely.
No, it's just the smell.
I know.
You know by the smell that it is not good.
Yeah, it was very jelly.
Ew, I just, no. And Rachel's brother got a pom-pom off a couch cushion and ate that.
Actually, that's what Malachi's been doing as well. We've got these stuffed toys.
Yep.
And he chews off the tail because the tail is always the nice fluffy part.
Yep.
And then he's like, and like, mate, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop eating the tails.
Gotta learn somehow.
Jane got in touch. Jane, what did your kid eat?
My eldest daughter used to eat just about everything, but we got on the train years ago when she was almost 4, and I was a little bit oblivious because I hadn't had much sleep because the younger one hardly slept. And she's munching away on something, and this lady said to her, oh, what have you got there? And she opened her hand up and showed the lady, and she said, ladybugs. They're crunchy like Cocoa Puffs, but don't taste the same. And this lady, I thought, was going to vomit. And when the train stopped at Whitford, she was out of our carriage. I saw her running along the platform and she went into another carriage.
That's so... She was eating Slaters. I bet you've never let her forget that.
Oh, no. Yep. And we had another one with both of them.
Oh.
And my mum rang me and I said to my mum, oh, hang on, they're really, really quiet. I better check on them. And I found them in the ensuite toilet, and the little one, who was about 18 months at the time, was naked in the toilet bowl, and the oldest one was unwrapping lady sanitary things and giving them to her to dip in the water. Then they were sucking the water out of them.
That's so gross.
I would have lived with that story.
They got reminded. Yeah, they got reminded when they turned 21.
Jade. So gross.
Jade, thank you so much for the call. We've got Chelsea on the phone. Chelsea, what were your kids eating or swallowing?
My two-year-old daughter managed to find one of her older brother's squishy ball. So it's a squishy, but inside the ball there are smaller kind of squishy water, what they call like water balls.
Right. Yeah,
the
little water
beads. Right. So she managed to find that. She ripped it open with her teeth to get the little water, like the water beads out.
No.
Yeah, I found her playing those, and I just went, you put one of these in your mouth? And she went, no. But at that stage, of course, she put everything in her mouth. I was like, okay, I cannot go to sleep. I have to lay next to you while you sleep in case you're in pain.
Yeah, it's scary. You know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, I would have been worried as well. I'd be like, nope, straight. Let's go.
Exactly.
Let's get an X-ray.
And we've got Heather on the phone. Heather, what was it?
Well, a couple of things. One was that he free scanned in his own eye, and then, long story short, we ended up at hospital to remove it because there was such a quantity we couldn't get out.
Oh, wow.
And he asked to hold it once it got out, and then he just stuck it in his mouth and held it.
Sorry, how old was he?
I was almost three. And we also had what we used to refer to as the fly buffet. That's him burping in the background. had the fly buffet, which was the sliding door tray.
Oh!
Constantly freaking.
Oh.
Don't
gross.
Even want to ask questions. Heather, thank you so much for the call. We've got Adele. Adele, what did your kid eat or swallow?
She was about, hello, back in Brazil.
Hello,
she was about 8 months old, and we took her to the show, and I bought her one of these little flickering lights that makes all the different colors, that flickers all the time.
That's cool.
And I took her home, we took her home that night, and I put her back in the back of a car seat, and when we got home, I couldn't find the little light, and I thought maybe it popped down underneath the seat or something, But the next morning when I changed the diaper and nappy, it was coming out and it was flickering in the nappy.
It was still
flickering in the nappy.
That was made really well.
That is awesome.
Yeah, really made it well.
Oh, I would have been worried about the button, like the battery,
yeah,
isn't it?
Oh,
she's so lucky.
Yeah, I was really terrified when I saw that. But, you know, luckily she didn't have... She didn't get anything held over from it, you know, so she was perfectly fine because it came out of just fallen flickering,
Ooh.
You know.
Adele, I do need to ask, did you clean it up?
No, I just chucked it.
Adele, thank you so much for the call. Still, the texts are coming through. One from Susie says, crayon or chalk swallowed makes for very colourful results.
After digestion.
Nice winky face there.
Teresa said, afternoon, J&B. Now, my now 29-year-old daughter scoffed down a whole bowl of dog biscuits.
Oh, no.
The kind that, when mixed with water, turned into sludgy like gravy. So her saliva did the job perfectly. Cute little 2-year-old with gravy and dog biscuits running down her chin. Just loving life.
See, we all did it, Beck. Just be honest.
I didn't.
You did. I want to talk to your parents.
You can.
At some stage, you've had some doggy treats.
No, they mix all three of us together, so if one of us did it.
You all did it.
We all did it.
Another one here from Anonymous. Her daughter choked on a piece of chip crisp packet. Hubby and a friend drove to the doctor before hubby was finally able to fish it out. But the husband was a bit of a wreck hours and hours later.
Oh, you would be. There's nothing like that.
So terrifying.
Shot of adrenaline when your kid's in trouble. Oh,
yeah, and you're
scary.
Trying to do everything you can.
Yep.
Such a scary thought. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.